Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening. And as the room fills up, I'm going to talk a few minutes about one of my favorite topics. And tonight is October 20th. We've only got a few more days before the fall really sets in. It kind of changes with the time change at the end of October. Halloween sets in. And if you'll notice, the leaves on the trees start changing color. And so as we snuggle into the beginnings of fall, we become retrospective of our lives. You know, summertime, ladies and gentlemen, is a time of partying and getting out and celebrating and vacations. And when kids start school, as they have for eons around September, we start thinking about who we are, where we are in our lives, and have we pursued and followed up on the agreements that we've made to ourselves and what we're expecting out of our lives. And so that's the beginning of the topic tonight. I have a very special guest, which will be a lot of fun. And he has been a friend, golly. I almost embarrassed at times to think how many years. I think he met me about 98. You may have to confirm that for me, or 96. I know it's been an awful long time, Del. But when we were talking today of careers and opportunities, it made me reflect on a desire of his, and I'm going to bring him on in a minute so he can listen to us talking, of my desire to finish writing books and pursue what has been my dream and fulfill who we are, fulfillment of our dreams and who we are. And that is my topic tonight. I would like you to sit and relax and enjoy our conversation. You can call in for questions and write questions, and Del is in the chat room. That's Doc. He's Hollingsworth, Doc Hollingsworth. So he's in there. And the idea is in the wintertime, we do sit and we reflect. And as Christmas comes around, we give, as with Thanksgiving, we give thanks to everything we do have. And in times of trouble and conflict that we're going through, all of us right now, and monies and time, we can't travel with our families as much, and a lot will be missing from our life. Well, what if you had a chance to pursue something that you've always wanted to do? And I'm speaking of Del and his company, and I'm going to bring him on so we can talk. And this is just a little bit of an idea, and I'm going to bring other people on in the next few months. Hello, Del, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hello. And maybe I'll call you Doc, because that's how people recognize you in the chat room. This gentleman I'm going to have talk in a minute, he's been a musician most of his life, and he and I were talking one day, and we realized that we both have dreams. And I was reflecting on, we all have dreams. And he has an industry in which, how many of you have sung a love song to the one that you love? Or how many of you whistled a tune while in the car? How many of you have woke up in the middle of the night and there's a song in your mind? I remember being 11, 12 years old, and I remember someone saying to me once after a show was on that had musical notes, there were singers and all that. And when I was a kid, there was TV, though. It was black and white, as most of you have had color. And I remember someone saying that within all of us is one original tune. And I wonder how many people listening to this, and will download the show in the next week, who have said, you know, I have one painting I want to do. I have one song that I wish I could sing that other people would know that I have created something, something important. And what if you had a chance to sing that song, not in the shower? What if you could give the notes to somebody who could create that one song and put it together for you? And this is why I'm going to let Del pick it up, because he and I talked about this. And because, Del, I want you to pick it up and talk about your company. And I want you to share, this is your business, so I want you to share with the audience what is possible. Because when the deepest part of winter comes on, and we're all in the midst of financial, just very heartwarming stories I'm hearing, and clients call me every day with this stress of money and woes of the life and the world, that this is one thing, and I tell you, he's very reasonable from what I looked into, because I've had audio duplication done. In fact, Bill, I need that number, but I have a lot of work I've done and big, big dollars, And this amount of money, you know, I'm not going to say on the air, you can talk to him directly, is so reasonable to pursue that one dream. How many of you have that one song, and you could have it, they'll pick it up, and you talk about how wonderful this idea is, and what you could offer. This is, I've not heard this anywhere. So you take this, and Dell, I apologize, Doc, that's what you really are known by. Doc, why don't you tell our group and the people that are listening and will listen during the rest of the show and download the idea of pursuing a dream. Maybe they all have that one song. Go ahead. Take the floor for a while.
Well, you know, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate you having me for the evening. Everybody has a dream of doing either something that's really creative, whether it's writing a book or creating a song. Sometimes, you know, people would like to do something. They've got a tune in their head, but the musicianship isn't necessarily there. They feel that they don't have the singing voice. This is where my business comes in. I'm a music producer and engineer, have been over the course of the last 30 years on and off, and been very involved in the music industry. And I was looking at, well, geez, you know, I've gotten to the point where I'm not doing it, you know, the music business per se, day-to-day like I used to. But, you know, I can offer something to people where I can bring my music production skills and my musicianship to assist them in realizing a dream of bringing about a song for them. You know, it's fairly easy from my point of view because I've been doing this day in, day out for quite some time.
Watch it, you may age yourself.
I may what?
Watch it, we may age ourselves. Well, I made a joke.
Yes. You know, being a person that can sit down and write songs, really, it becomes, how can you put it, it's a talent that's developed over time. You know, there are people that can come up with a single song, but to do it day in, day out and come up with jingles and things like that, that's basically where my expertise comes in. I develop music for people's websites as well as their podcasts. So this is something that I can bring to folks that would like to realize a dream that they've had in the back of their head, and instead of going through life with the regret of, oh, I never did this, I'm able to help them realize that dream for a nominal, what would be a nominal cost. I mean, today when you look at going into a recording studio just to sing or just have one song produced, can run into the thousands of dollars.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
You know, we look at things like, for instance, you and I had talked about audiobooks, and the production of a single audiobook could run into you know, the $20,000 to $50,000 range very quickly and very easily.
I know it. Well, we talk, and I do talk a lot about this, and not to you, but to my clients, that the one thing that I don't want my people, whoever becomes a client of mine, is mom, my family. I know you're listening to this, everybody who cares for the world and the universe and all our dreams, is that as you get older, I don't want you to say, as you get older, I wish I had. I don't know that most of you know that I was a long-distance runner. And 7 weeks before the International Marathon in 1988, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I have never ran a marathon. I may walk a marathon if I get my knees fixed. Since then, I've hurt one of my knees pretty bad. But the thing is that acknowledging that we have not lived a dream, if it eats at your soul that you have never produced that song, if there is a budding songwriter out there or someone who sings or someone who has music, this is your chance. And I will bring other people on, writers and producers. I have a publisher I have in mind. This is a chance. This gentleman, I talked him into this. He has done it, but I've asked him to give you a good price. This is your chance. And we're talking about his getting this done. If you have the music to put the words to it, if you have the words, he'll put the music to it. He will put it together. We will get you an ISB number, and we'll put it in a jacket. He will put it in a jacket. If I have to help him design something for the cover, you will pursue and get that dream fulfilled. And what greater gift than to give this to your aging parent or a child who doesn't believe that it is in you to do this? This is that gift. I guarantee you, I've heard his music and his website. Oh, my gosh. Doc, please give us your website and do me a favor and type that in so that the people in the room now, there's 12 of you, 13 of you now, can see your website, and we'll announce it. And it is on my website, nancymatz.com, Paradigm Music. Right, type that in for me right now, would you? And then announce on the screen where we can find your website.
Mm-hmm. You know, Nancy, I just noticed on the chat here that some of the folks aren't getting the audio. Is that true?
I'm not sure what the problem is. Sometimes there's a bad feed. They need to press F5. Press F5 for better for sound to
okay.
reboot it.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and.
When it says what? Yeah, one gal said EOS. She says, I don't think there's a problem with the sound. Some people have to open up an alternative window for sound. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. All right. I have a website which advertises my current podcasting and music composition services. You can find that at peregrinemusic.com. That is peregrinemusic.com.
Okay. And why don't you go ahead and talk about some of the things that you could come up with for these people and give a little bit more information. Remember, we want you to know that I've connected with somebody to help pursue your dreams. And Doc here can do that. So, Doc, why don't you tell a little bit more what your studio offers, or you have art background and all that kind of stuff. Give us a couple more ideas.
We have a full audio production service here. I've got a recording studio that we work out of. Along with that, I offer CD duplication services at a very reasonable rate. I do contract a third-party company from back east that provides these services not just to budding artists, but also to some very well-known named artists. That have utilized their service for CD reproduction. Additionally, they have jacket design, which we can utilize, which would provide you with a jacket for your CD. And additionally, I utilize secondary mastering services and to provide what we call a red book for CD production, which provides a CD in a format that's guaranteed to be readable in any system. On top of all of this, I also offer publishing services. I publish all the music through ASCAP, which is an industry-recognized royalties service. So we can go ahead and register your music and publish it through Peregrine Music and allow you to gain royalties if you should be able to get any radio play from your music.
I think that's really great. I'm seeing Tony. Hold on a minute. I'm going to answer whatever questions people have. Remember to help me to put it in caps. And we do have a call from 775 area code, and I'll get to you too. One of the things I want to point out, and I'm not telling people not to, I just want people not to have any regrets as they get older. And we're talking one song. If you have one song, two, three, four, this is a top-notch music person that I have twisted their arm and said, you need to think about offering this to people. And Doc has been very gracious, and he's listened to this idea, and he says, you know, I do this, and I want to give credit. He has had a song that's been looked at by some movie people. And so we're talking about this gentleman going out of the way to help you pursue it. Now, one thing before I start answering questions, and I hope there's questions in the chat room. People call in. I'll get to 775 in just a minute. That if you have a question for Doc, please come up with it. Now, you are located in Idaho. Now, what if a New Jersey person gets hold of you? How will you get this music back and forth?
Well, there's several different ways that we could go ahead and get that music back and forth. You know, obviously, there's one way is using the Postal Service. at which point you can go ahead and contact me through my website. I have a contacts page. Just fill out the information on the contact page. Send me the information via that channel, and when you click submit, it automatically emails me. At that point, I can reach out and give you a call back. Other ways that the music or lyrical content can be sent to me is either by email, or I have an FTP site. If you're savvy with file transfer, you can go ahead and upload what you have to my site, and I will go ahead and take that, have a conversation with you, get some ideas about what we can do to do the actual production. If you feel, as someone has already mentioned in the chat room, that you don't have a singing voice, we will find someone with a proper vocal style and vocal range to go ahead and cut the actual vocal track at a very, very reasonable fee. So, most cases, a session artist charges by the hour, and it's somewhere of between $250 to $500 an hour is normal session rate. Yet I can get these artists in for much, much more reasonable rate of $20 to $50 an hour.
Wow. And I just had an idea. I apologize.
It doesn't take us that long to cut a vocal track once we get an idea of what the melody is.
Great. You know, I just got a little note in here from the chat room people. What about a child song? There is a grandma here who would let the four-year-old sing along with a song. Clearly, that child has access at home to the parents' music. And but I have heard young people sing that should have a record. What an ego booster for a child growing up, knowing that grandma and grandpa took the time to get the child to sing into a microphone and download it and send it to you and have a published record credited to them before they're even out of school. What a Christmas gift, everybody. Talk about unique. Let's not get a pair of jeans from the Distraught Mervyns as a gift. Why don't you do something special? And I think that when we help our children identify skills and we boost them along, how exciting. Now, you know, I'm not trying pressure, but what I'm thinking about is if this networking helps you in the audience. Because I do think over the next few months I will invite a few more other people that can help you pursue your dreams, because that's what I'm about. And if anything, people said, Nancy, you are a thinker every day, every day. And I think it's because I don't want to get old that I haven't pursued my dreams, but I don't want you either. I feel like sometimes when I get a note from someone saying, I don't know who I am, what am I doing, and where, what's my purpose, maybe you need to think about what you haven't done so that you can finish those goals and those dreams and have a clean slate, so that you can pursue other goals in other directions, even a new career. I have people call me, and we're guilty of this. I put 24 years in Pacific Bell in California, Sacramento, and I know that while those years are going on, I was raising children, the thoughts of who I was, what I was about, what should I pursue as a woman, as a person alive on the planet, never even occurred to me. I had to get cancer at 39 before I woke up. And at 40, getting divorced, 2 years later, getting into this, and then I got it. And every day I ask at the end of the day, did I live today? Did I do everything I could today? And we fuss around, all of us fuss around with issues, all of us fuss around with life. But can you pursue that one thing that's important to you? And this could be it. For a few hundred dollars, could you not want to do something like this? If it's one song, less time. Get it produced, get it out there, and be proud. So I really feel like that's important. Did I cover, I brought up a couple of things that we had talked about. And if you have your own artwork, Evan, put that in there too. You know, you don't have to have designers, right, Doc?
That's very true. And if you're an artist or feel that you want to contribute something more to personalize the project, by all means, we can get that reproduced on the jacket of the CD. One thing I do want to mention is that the services I use are very green friendly. In other words, we can get packaging that is environmentally friendly rather than some of these hard plastic cases that quite frankly end up in waste facilities where they just kind of occupy space. So, you know, that's the other thing that we have to offer is we're also very green friendly to provide you with a end product that you can have hold in your hands and you know, be proud of, and at the same time knowing that you've made a very low impact on the environment.
That's great. I hadn't even thought of something like that. I think that's wonderful. What an interesting new thought that we can make it eco-friendly. The new chic word is make it green. And what I think they mean by that is recyclable or items and products. I think this is wonderful. I got so excited when you thought about this and you brought this up that you could do this for people that I felt we have to get the word out. But this is very, very exciting. So, audience, if you hear, know somebody, a child that needs their self-esteem brought up, we have an elderly, I know of a couple, in fact, one of the very few couples in Northern California, Bill, I can't believe it. I was just thinking of them, Bill and his wife, and they're in their 80s. And he was, I think, 75 to 80 when he wrote his first book. And he wrote a poem. So if Bill and his wife are listening, I apologize for getting, but their daughters, Kathleen and Marlene, Kathleen passed away, but he was able to publish this book before she died. And I remember thinking of all things, he got his poem published. And on my website, nancymaps.com, my grandmother, who was a silent screen movie star, the one thing she always wanted to do was be an author. And I published on my site one of her poems. But I have like 10 to 15 of the poems. I take back stories for children, but they're in poem style. So if you want to see the tribute to my grandmother, it's one of her stories. And I wanted her to know as a spirit person, though she left in flesh in 86, that I published her work. She is now a published author. And we can do this for our loved ones in this one avenue. And, Doc, I really appreciate your coming on, and I want you to tell again the audience what your website is and any final words for us.
Okay. The website, again, is peregrinemusic.com. That would be www.peregrinemusic.com. And, you know, I can't say anything more than you know, we would do our utmost to provide you with quality product at the you know, the end point when everything is said and done.
Well, that's great. And like I said, this is somebody that I've known for a long time, and his integrity. So I hope I sold you. But I really appreciate your time. I know you're real busy tonight, and I kind of talked you into coming on because I had this great idea for the holidays. I don't know how many you could do before Christmas, but this is a fantastic idea and gift. So I really appreciate your time. I know it's late for you. I guess that's it, and I really appreciate coming on. You have anything else to add, you can stay on, listen, and come in. Well, I'll invite you to stay on. You don't have to hang up, but let's see what the room has. I see one person has asked me a question. A couple people, they have typed in caps. I want to make sure that I capture some of these thoughts. So, Doc, you want to stay on and see if someone has any questions for you? Or, okay, so let me get, I did see that 775 area code, some people do have a hard time hearing, and so they'll call in. So if you've called in to listen, make sure that Doc or I sees us. And I have to admit, sometimes I apologize for having to have put my, gosh, I hate to admit this, my computer glasses on. Oh, golly. Tom, when you typed into the room, you know, it's interesting. How many of you remember your first day of school? I actually remember my first day of school. Well, I've always thought of myself as having a good memory. But I do remember we lived in Pasadena, California, and we live around the seashore and the sand. And Tom writes in, of being in the first day of school, he said his mother was getting him ready for kindergarten only. The problem was it felt like my name was being called from outside, and I looked out and I saw several orbs of light in the cloudy sky. Then Mom called, took my picture. get the film, left the room for only a minute. When she came back, I was gone. Nowhere to be found. She went frantic. She told me later she saw me outside. And she saw 21 to 23 UFOs over our backyard that morning. Never made it to school that day. Only I returned later that night where I left my room. My mom told me something I'll never forget. She said that was odd was how the UFOs appeared when I disappeared, and when I reappeared, they disappeared. Didn't matter to her so long as I was home and safe and sound. Oh, my gosh. Just on coast2coastam.com, George Norrie interviewed the alien hunter. And if you go back maybe even within a week, I record his shows. I listen to Alien Hunter, and I forgot the address, so I apologize. But you need to get hold of him because it goes in families. It can be lifelong. Richard Boyland also believes that families generation will have abduction issues. I was typing here, and I stopped because I really want to pay attention to our guest tonight. But I got the three orbs were actually, and Tom, I don't know what your family looks like, but squattier, shorter-looking, older people, and they were fussing around you. Now, when I saw those three orbs, I saw a husband and wife, and they weren't very tall, 5'7", 5'8", for him, some lot smaller for her, but stockier, boxy-looking people. Instantly, I realized they were grandparents, and they were fussing around you when I picked that up. And I'll send that into the chat room, but I didn't read what else you had, so I believe they were foreseeing you being abducted. Now, Alien Hunter clearly said, don't investigate what you don't want to know. And so I'm going to caution people in the audience. Richard Boyland and I were friends in the mid-90s. I knew him and met his wife. Lovely people. And they sacrificed a lot just to get into UFO phenomena. And one day he was visiting me and he said, Nancy, you know, you have 15 of the 22 symptoms. And CaliforniaHaunts.org did have him on as a guest. And I may also, because he's a really genuinely nice person. And he is concerned with alien abduction. And he, an alien hunter from Coast to Coast AM just within the last week, really believes that we can survive our life. We can't stop the abductions. But once you investigate, will you be willing to deal with the information? Same with me. I do believe something's happened. I do believe something happened to my daughter. Do I want to believe it, embrace it, follow it up? Not on your life. I don't have the time and energy. Like if it's going on, I can't stop it. So, Tom, so I'm going to tell you, in your world, I know you're on East Coast, it's not your imagination. Absolutely not. I think something happened. I think you were gone not as long as you were disappeared. So I want to say that you were gone 4 to 6 hours, but possibly you were in a status quo position. The alien hunter from the other night was implying that you disappear in place. They don't necessarily grab you and take you for distances. Well, I've heard people say they saw them traveling outside windows in New York City. So I think they're sub-movement, but then they disappear in place. So I think they're dimensional kind of critters. So Tom, don't look into it. I think you had grandparents. I think they've always wanted to take care of you. So I know you were such a small person. So your grandparents might have been great or great-grandparents who I've described. So if your mom's alive, I don't know if she is, ask her who I just described. Boxy, shorter-looking people, very pleasant. The woman had kind of a squatty face, possibly a pug nose. So if you can hear that, it might be interesting for you to ask parents who I've just described. I want to answer this next question. TKLSTAR. I've worked in some fields. Absolutely, you're going to have more, at least 2 to 3, but I take it over 3 years. Now, I don't know if I'm looking at film for TV, commercials, or full-fledged movies, but you are not forgotten. You will connect with somebody. I see a man also, Italian, Hispanic, Mexican-looking type of person. So I don't know if he's your agent or someone who is going to be calling. The other woman I'm seeing, person I'm seeing, is a tall, lankier woman, possibly light hair, strawberry blonde, kind of a long face, long arms. Though I don't know if she's real tall, she gives me appearance of being taller. So these two people are going to be important in the future, okay? Oh, I remember. Okay, this Tom, you've met, you're actually friends with Dr. Richard Boyland. Yes, if you mention my name, you'll have nothing. We've had nothing but good things to say about each other. Oh, my gosh, EOS. I don't know if that's your initials, but interesting word. I apologize, everybody. We have so many cultures out there and languages that it's real easy not to read the names right, so I don't embarrass myself. If you haven't been abducted, but there was something or someone looking in your room, I think the thing to do, and I'm telling everybody, I do ghost investigation assisting CaliforniaHaunts.org, and, of course, you know I'm a real viewer. I wouldn't be able to describe the people I'm looking at. Tom, let me know who I've just described. But I do believe that that was also a male, possibly a spirit man, balding head, broad shoulder, straight out, wide eyes, wide set eyes. You didn't have a narrow face. Kindly, very, very kindly looking. The only thing is I can't tell complexion colors. I do feel like he had a small nose, not a big nose, rounder cheeks, but not a fat face. I do feel like he was 65 to older when he died. I do feel like he had an EOS. You'll have to check with your parents who this was. It makes me feel like he had bone problems, walking, bending, a disease, something in the structure that made his body very painful at the time of death. So check into that. As far as a visitor from another realm, I'm only looking at one incident for you. As a child, this older man, he had not jeans, but slacks that were too big for him. So you need to find out who that is. We do have spirit realm visitors coming to us. What I'm looking at is family. So that was the second time. So I'm looking at a grandfather of yours who is in your life on a consistent basis. This younger man looking at you, I can't see him at all. So I don't know if I'm looking. You're looking at an interdimensional creature or sometime a dream. I can't tell you. Okay. EOS says, someone told me my spirit guide had a leg problem, has a leg problem, stiffness. That could be what I picked up. I wouldn't know the difference between cancer or severe arthritic issues. Generations back, when you were a child, this is what happened. We didn't have medical technology, and we couldn't save people from the discomfort of problems. But clearly this man had bone problems. He had trouble. So whoever told you that spirit guide is probably indicating this was a past life, a past generational living individual. Spirit people don't usually, who have never been born, or guides, are usually not people who will have a display of bone problems. Stiffness. I love it. I love it. I'm going to sling way back up here and see if I missed any questions. I do like the gal who said my four-year-old grandson started singing along with it. Yes, you have to watch it around your children. All right. Seems like Tom, I think I answered some of your questions. I will get back to it. I want to recognize Melanie, who's just come into the room, A. and Andriel, Melanie, Karen, Kentucky Lady, Welcome Spirits, Moonbeam, Check It, EOS, Telscar, Tom, Doc, of course, and Denise in Florida. I hope you've had fun with us tonight. Listen, I really need a little break, just a few minutes. Doc, hold on for a minute. We'll come back. I'd like the audience to give it some thought. Tom, I agree with you how UFO this appeared. Wow, I don't have an answer to that. Why don't we take 30 seconds, and I just want to play a commercial, give you a break, and give you time to think about what Doc can help you with, and possibly I can answer for you. So here we go. Just let's have a few seconds of resting Nancy's voice, and I'll be right back.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
I love that commercial. That was done for me by Lisa at KFDK, Sacramento, California, for the Coast to Coast AM show that I was just talking to you about. George Norrie and Art Bell, and my favorite radio people, and besides all of you who do your Blog Talk radio shows. And just as I clicked that, I had a call come in. So area code 909, if you're listening, please leave a message. Maybe she still did. And we'll get back to you in a moment. I hope you had fun listening to that. I want to remind the audience, I'm trying to limit it to one question per person. Once I had a gal call, email me and said that she didn't get her chance to ask her question. And I want to let people know my site that you can find me is nancymatz.com. And if you're looking for further help in your life and in your business, my email address to get hold of me is nancy@nancymatz.com. So have you had a little bit more time, Tom? I do see that your mom thought it was odd about the UFOs. But like I said, sometimes I just don't always have the answers. Okay, I want to go down a little further, see how many questions we have. Tom, just hold on. Let me have some of these other people come in. I did see a gal named Melanie. Is that my friend Melanie, the writer? If you are, go ahead and join us. And if it is that ghostwriter friend of mine, let you come in and we'll promote you as a writer. Maybe get you together with Doc and some of these people that need something written. Karen, if you would like to come in too and pursue, we're going to give a plug. Karen, Doc, you may know of her, Karen Hypnosis Expert out of Northern California, Past Life Regression and Therapy. And she and I are collaborating on a book to deal with hitchhikers. And those are spirit kind who have trouble identifying that they're dead or they should no longer have the needs of the body. And they'll hook into somebody or of emotional state. And Karen and I have been dealing with people. And we did have a show a couple months back, Susie, who had to deal with a spirit child, 12 years old, who had died without the presence of a mother. And Susie, who ran an antique furniture store, I think, Karen, in downtown Old Sacramento, had this child attached from furniture to her and was trying to find her mother through Susie. So that is such an interesting topic. Doc, I don't know if you heard about the show a few times, but it is very exciting. And I wonder sometimes if some of the talents we have, if we aren't spirit coming back or spirit people who have attached, who sing through us. There was a while back that someone who was channeling Mozart, and I think it was it Mozart or Beethoven? And sure enough, some new music came through. Karen, oh, she has electricity problems. Oh, boy, not hearing it. Oh, you're not defending all heaven. Oh, Melanie, it's not. Okay. But you are a writer. Well, good, good. TLK, STAR, what do my guides want me to work on at this moment? You did ask a question before, and no, we're not getting more information. I think that's the answer, is that you are going to get work. But how much effort are you putting into it to make sure people find you? With that hot desire, and you're wanting it, clearly that was your question. What have you done today to make your dream come true and to pursue? So that would be my answer. That's what your guide wants you to know. Tom, you're back. What did you miss? Doc, it seems like there's two or three people having a little trouble tonight. My sister, I want to mention, give a plug for my sister. She's at a law background, graduated from San Diego State in law and journalism. And she and I, everybody, I wanted to give you a plug. It will be very, very fun. She and I are going to develop, we have developed a radio show for Blog Talk, and it's going to be called the Psychic Sisters Talk. Okay, and that website is the same, Psychic Sisters, okay, so I've typed it wrong for www. It's Psychic Sisters Talk. And for Blog Talk Radio, it will be psychic-sisters-talk. With my no-nonsense marketing business engineering background and being a psychic, and my sister, who is very gifted in her own right with a law background, she worked for Lehman Brothers, as staff outside of in Washington State. So her law firm worked for Lehman Brothers, and they were laid off. So she's right on the cutting edge of knowing what the economy is about. And if you go to that site, you'll see us as young children. Oh, thanks for helping all with the lost dog incident this weekend. Oh, my gosh. So what did... What happened with the dog? Did they find it? This is a little dog that was in a clinic and unfortunately ran out the door after some surgery. Nancy, why did Ron speak to me last night? Hold on. Why did Ron speak to you last night? And you actually saw him as Ron? Was he a big, thick guy, dark hair, receding dark hair? I feel like there's somebody wants to tell you something, but I'm not eluding from the message. I feel like you didn't get all of it. So I do feel like you're going to get more information. I can only say I hear the words as stronger versus softer, so it's action. Kizzy, I love you, but I wanted you to do something. Melanie, you'd like to tune in, listen to the shows and blog with people. I'm amazed at some people that have touched base with me who are working. And they listen to these shows one after another every night. And there was a group in Texas, and I don't know if they listen to it still. If they are, let me know. And I think it's very interesting. I do my filing and work and listen to other shows. So I think it's very exciting. Okay, so Karen, the gal who worked at the veterinary clinic, will go off at 10 and we'll find out more. Oh, my gosh. Moonbeam, we are now 17 minutes before the hour, so probably 20 minutes, 40 minutes into the show, I did answer if you're the one that asked about Ron. Okay, well, Ron, Moonbeam, okay. She sees red heads. Is this some kind of a sign? I keep seeing red heads. Oh, and red-headed people. The synchronicities, if any of you have read the book, Celestial Prophecy. It came out a good 20 years ago. And at the time, the theory was, it's not a matter if you're going to read the book, it's a matter of when. And they said, when synchronicity appears in your life, then you know the angel world is working with you to help you pursue your dreams. So I'm going to say, as I look into time, I'm seeing a younger, redheaded, blue-eyed, light-colored eyebrows. And he was a start of some kind of synchronicity. So I'm not sure if it's work or relationship issues that's going to present an idea for you. Almost start paying attention to the universe. Your life is changing, Moonbeam. There you are. Okay. She comes in and says, I like to listen to the blog talk with headphones at work. And then Melanie says, headphones are not allowed at her work. Kentucky lady, do you still see an offer for me at the end of the work month? I never back down on what I say. Most of you will ask questions, and at the time I get an answer, it is as though I'm feeling it go through my body or I'm reading it. And if I doubt it on any level, because time could be off, I don't think... Doc and I were having a conversation, and what was the word you used one day? It was so true. Doc, you said something about destiny. When destiny happens, it is part of the path you walk on. You cannot avoid it. And I really believe, Kentucky lady, I know what you're going through, and she is a few women, people, men and women, who is protected, and I don't know what that means. So I think the outcome of her life is a tight road that she has to go from person to person, a job to job, or situation to situation to get the end result that she is destined to go to. So I do feel like there is something coming, and I think we already talked about that company. check on them that's going to take over the premise, because I felt like it'd be really close. Just individual comes. I keep seeing a redhead too. Her name is Irene, but I know that Stephanie likes me too. Which one is for me? The gal that you show me has a little longer neck, a little longer hair, possibly deeper color hair. So it's not necessarily which is the best for you, but which one is your heart telling you to go forward to. So free will, what it is, you have to go with the heart, not what someone would tell you. The one thing I don't like doing is telling somebody how to pursue their heart. And that's very, very difficult. I have a couple of, we have 14 minutes left, so I want to be sure I get these. Be very careful when someone tells you. What I can ask of you is look at these individuals without the emotion. Which one enhances your life? Which one completes you? If it's meant to be, it will. If it's never meant to be, it will not. If it's never meant to be, it means that you must need to cross each other's path as to witness the other person's life. Sometimes a gal would call me, and she had children and grandchildren, and she really couldn't get it. And I said, what if I told you you were born to witness the children that you were to have and their lives and the children that they were to have and give you as grandchildren? And when I said you are to witness the outcome of people's lives because it's a past life agreement, she got very calm over that. So what I want you to share, know that in our past, what is to be will always be. What cannot be can never be. I do see welcome spirits. I think we talked about this. You will go back to school, whether it's a month or whole semester. I can't tell. So Karen, you did get a hit that you also told her about the dirt and the weeds, but then I was able to give her the other details and hope all is well. Yes. Let me go to the 404 area code. Hello, 404 area code. Who's this speaking?
Hi. This is a Moonbeam from your chat room.
My sound got knocked out.
My sound was knocked out, and I couldn't tell if you answered my question or not, but I was just listening because I don't have any sound for some reason.
Well, you go right ahead, girl. I'm going to leave you there, and I'll go on back to the room so that you can hear, okay?
Okay. Did I miss you answering my question? If so, I'll go back and listen to it in archives.
I did. I give it, and you know, sometimes I get the answer so quick I can't repeat it. So if you'll do me a favor and slip through the show the 40-minute mark, then you'll hear me within a minute to answer your question.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. After the show, sure. Okay, so Tom, you at the dinner table did say that people can travel through time. I saw myself behind my mom around the age of 13. At the age of 13, I had a dream when I went back in time and saw myself around 5. I do believe that, Tom. One of my favorite movies of all time is Dune, D-U-N-E. And that also came about 20 years ago. And in that movie, I really clicked into it. Society had evolved to such an extent that there were people, women who were professional intuitive readers, psychics, and then there was the mathematicians, and then there was the creatures that could produce the orange spice, and with their mind could transport not only their self, but any place, any structure that was around them through time and long distances. And I have known personally people who told me experiences. One was a military colonel. And, in fact, I met him through a class talking about this prophecy, and he shared with me time travel within a perimeter of just a few feet to a half a mile. And if we can do that spontaneously, I think that we could take command of our mind. And those of us with disabilities, how can we not grow and evolve and move our energy, not just from our consciousness, but our physicalness? Give us 1,000 years, why can't we do it? So I feel like there are a few of us that have the gift that can make it happen, that in future generations there will be professional time travelers or distant, I'll call them distant travelers that can move in time. So time going forward will be shortened and distance side to side will be shortened. I don't know about backwards. Okay. Check it. You told me a few weeks ago that I had to be the parent, but Ron came to me and said, make it right and confused and not get in. You know, it's what I said. I wasn't sure if this was a person, a spirit person, but I saw his words as strong and harsh. So as with that, kind, loving, as a parent would be to a man, you need to talk to him, and I don't know what I said, but as I get it, remember, that's what I said. The words were harsh and strong. I see sound as shapes at times, and the harsher the word, the stronger the sentence. So you have to back off and see what he's trying to say, because his emotion is coming out at you, but not the real reason what's happening, okay? At times I've told people, usually when there's a disagreement, unhappiness, or disharmony in a home, it's not the incident that's causing disharmony. You have to back up weeks or months to see what the trigger is that's causing this disharmony, okay? Moonbrio, I'm so sorry you're having more problems. Melanie, I had a future dream and thought it would make a good story. I think we'll write it. I do not have confidence for others to read it. Why don't you do the favor and write it anyway? Do it anyway. And then if you can trust someone you know to read it and give you some, and then you can always take it to a ghostwriter. I have somebody, her name is Melanie, and let me know, because they can put it into something that's very readable. I've written two books. You can go to my website, and when I wrote them, they were about 300 pages. And I had an editor who took it down from 300 to 115. And I think sometimes we overwrite, underwrite, we say too much. And I wrote at a very low high school age group. And the reason is I want it easy to read, fun to read, fast to read, informative. Just like I talk, you just can't hardly hear as much as I can say. You have to listen. So I always tell everybody, please take the time. Melanie, I started this show out talking about fulfilling your dream. If this would do it, girl, you have got to sit down and do it. And I mean it. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a song. And Doc was on the line. He's been so gracious to stay on, and hopefully he would answer any questions. Some of you coming back. Yes, Doc? Yes.
Let me just jump in here for a second. And I'm going to address this to Tom. Tom, what I was alluding to is the fact that if you take a look at quantum physics and the theories that surround it, the perception of time is relative to the observer. Therefore, it is wholly possible to move through time both forward and backwards. It's a case of physical perception of where you're at. Now, if you can free your mind to the point where you're jumping through time out of body, that's very possible. So I'll just leave that with you.
Oh, Karen, her husband is so sweet. My husband is now consulting a neighbor on the electricity challenge. He muffed it up. He turned on the living room light, and the kitchen lights blew out. Oh, gosh. You know, I've tackled some electrical and plumbing in my life, but sometimes it is needed. A professional. I have 6 minutes left. I appreciate Doc coming in. He and I and a few other of my clients have become close friends, and we just thrash us out. I am really a fan of the Science Station, and Dr. Oh boy, I never get his name right. He's a Japanese gentleman, Makako, Professor Makako. He talks about physics all the time. My son has an engineering degree, and he tutored physics while going through college for extra money. And, you know, I can't even spell physics, so you get all wrapped up in it. But I think it's fascinating. And in the future, I feel like we'll be talking of physics and the dynamics of time and energy and multiple dimensions and parallel universes. And, of course, Stephen Hawking is one of my favorite reads, and he has even come to the consensus that we're indimensionally so wrapped up in each other that we overlap. And that goes to the idea and theory of shadow people. CaliforniaHaunts.org. And we do have a Blog Talk Radio show on California, blogtalkradio.com/CaliforniaHaunts, and once or twice a month. And we're going to start a second one of investigative reporting, and it's called Ghost Talk. So do look on my website. I'll have it on the next couple of days. And a lot of that is on shadow people interdimensionally bleeding through. It will be on ghosts and how they live in their own dimensional space. And how do we talk about that with physics? Who knows? But I think it's all intertwined. It will become commonplace, very easy to understand in the future. Oh, my gosh, we've had so much fun tonight. Okay, wait a minute. Let me back up. Tom wants to know, does Doc have a show? Is there any way I can talk more about this with Doc, maybe through Gmail? Doc, you want to give your email address out?
Yeah, no, I just posted it in the chat room. So,
oh, did you?
It's available to Tom. And, of course, anybody who's interested in pursuing any of their desires in music, you know, feel free to contact me at that email address.
All right. And I will copy this down, or you'll email me so I get it right, and I'll put this on Blog Talk archive show. It will fall underneath next week. And, of course, this will play when you come up to my site for the next week. This show will come up. And I will post this email address. Is that okay, Doc? Or you'd rather I wouldn't post
it? Yeah,
that's
fine.
Okay, I'll post this email address with his music company website and make sure I get that spelled correctly. Doc, email me both of these so I get it right. So that when you listen to it during the week, Moonbeam, if you're interested in Tom, that I don't know if it's Moonbeam, one of you asked in here also, that you can pursue it. So somebody's asked here, Nancy, what is it my husband is supposed to fix? Message from a passed over relative. Nancy, what is it that my husband is supposed to fix? I feel like it's something either within himself, an emotionality issue of none, and here we're talking about unfulfilled pursuits, or that of a relative that's very close to him. I don't know what that means. It feels like it's something, it's not necessarily a business, money, the car fixed or find something, paperwork. I feel like it's an issue of unfulfilled something and makes me think that this man, your husband, I would say 30-ish, early 30s to mid-30s is something that was not pursued, not done for him, okay? Okay, we have one more call. Got 2 minutes left. I don't know if I can answer something in 2 minutes. 561 area code. Who's this speaking? Oh,
good. Hello?
Oh, my gosh. I was wondering if Blog Talk was going to cut me off just before I get to you. So 561 area code. What's your first name?
Lena.
Lena? And
yes.
Now we got very few seconds. What could you ask me tonight?
I just want to know about somebody that I met. His name is Lou.
Lou. What would you ask of Lou? Do you want to date him or do you work with
what
him
you
and
think?
You want to know if he's safe?
No, I met him when we were, we sort of seen each other and I just wanted to see what you kind of, what do you get on him?
Okay, real quick. I do like this man. There is emotionality from a wounding of a woman in his youth. So I take it a mother-grandmother issue. He is very sensitive, gets his feelings hurt easily. He will pursue you strongly, and that's because of his lack of security of who he is as a man. He does like you. Does that mean marriage? I don't know. But sometimes when people come on a little too hard at times, they'll back off quickly when they know you won them over, got won over. So encourage him. You like him. You want him in your life. So, you know, take him out to coffee or whatever. But slow down. If you want a relationship with me, we cannot go 100 miles an hour. Okay?
Oh, you mean he's scared of me?
I think he's scared that he could lose you, and he's not confident enough sometimes to not pursue you so quickly. It's almost like he's trying to win you over too quickly. Let him take his time so that
okay.
You can take your time. Okay, girl. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, romance and money seem to be the key of our stories, the corn stores of all our stories nowadays, everybody. Oh, we've had a great night, and I've enjoyed everybody. I may have my Melanie come on next week, or we're going to talk about fragmented souls. So, Doc, please keep in touch. Email me those two addresses. Everybody, please take advantage of this opportunity. This man, when he gets busy with these movie opportunities, he'll get too busy. Right now, before Christmas, take it on. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.